And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have a group like this. Let's give them another hand here. And the Southern Appalachian Cloggers. And what a combination. And please keep in mind that they have not rehearsed together, but they understand each other. So let's see what happens here.
Don't worry about the horses. Load the wagon. Wagon wheel. Twin star. Turn it. Twin star. Turn it. Go right there. The bridge back. John. Out of sight.
Why good things have to come to an end like this. Well, we aren't ended. We're just going to recess for supper. And we're coming back at 7:30 and have some more good old syrup to sop. I do want to pay tribute before you go, because I know some of you won't be back, I hope. And remember, we have two programs tomorrow, morning and afternoon. And 7:30 tonight. But Floyd King and his cloggers were the recipients of the Sam Queen Cup awarded by the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival for the individuals who have made outstanding contributions to the preservation of traditional mountain clog square dancing. Now, this is Floyd King and his beautiful wife, Aline. Let's give them all a hand. And we can't thank Mike and Polly and Glenn for the beautiful, beautiful accompaniment. Wasn't that great? By now, you know that the Suwannee bus system will trudge you down to the food booth if you're too weak to get down there. If you're too old and weakly. And I'll go down there and eat them out of house and home and wash your faces and hands and then come back and be in your seats before 7:30. And I'll see you then. The cloggers have these beautiful cards that help finance them. We hope you'll go over there and speak to them, shake the hands, and buy some cards. Well, hey there. The preachers will, too. Maybe after the services, they'll slip in and enjoy the program with us. I want to pay tribute to our sound, the best we've ever had in the 26 years we've had the festival. Stereo 90 Jacksonville is doing the sound. They set up the sound in return for being allowed to tape the program. And we welcome, let's see, WJCT here, Landon, wait a minute. That's my Stereo 90. And the young men in charge are Landon Walker, Lee Young, and Rob Thomas. And we do thank you. Just thank you. And sometime, maybe tonight, I think Channel 7's going to be here. Tonight or tomorrow. And we appreciate this, and we appreciate all the reporters who are here. We were especially pleased with the nice spread in the Sunday Times Union. It was beautiful. And whoever did it, thank you. And now we've got a long program, and we don't want to miss a minute of it, so I'll stop blabbing and get on with the program. Picking and Singing by none other than good old Ed Fleming, Doc and friends from Dade City, Newport Richey and Sarasota, and those promiscuous parts. Here they come.
We're always so scared when we get up here. And after we've been introduced by Cousin Thelma, we don't know what we're supposed to do, but she tells me I talk too much. We thought tonight that what we'd like to do is to sing some gentle songs. This has been one of the most magnificent folk festivals I've ever been to, and this is my 18th or 19th one, and it's all due to that lady over yonder. There she is. Old mean Cousin Thelma Bolton. Let's hear it for Cousin Thelma. There she is. Hey! Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now watch her give me hell. Watch it. Now she's going to chew me out.
Well, no, I'm not going to chew you out. I'm going to pay tribute to my other half. Well, now, you know I don't have a husband. You know, the scarcest thing in the world is old maids' children. But Barbara Beecham.
Where's old Barbara Beecham?
We could not have the festival.
I want you to be... Where is she? Barbara Beecham. Barbara Beecham. Where is she? Come on out here. I want you to meet the youngest grandmother in the state of Florida. These are wonderful people, and it's been a great privilege being here this week and being with all of you, because you're such a great group, and we hope that as we sing, maybe you'll sing along with us. Now, over here I have the maestro on the banjo, Ernie Williams, and then I have Rob, on the gut bucket. And over here we have Shelley, and there are others that are going to come drifting in and out. Don't pay any attention to them at all. They just add to it. And we'd like to start on a B flat, I think. And if you know any of these songs, would you sing along with us, please? Because that's what a folk festival is all about. It's people singing with people. It's trying to break down some of the barriers that bureaucracy and other things have set up for us. What we're trying to do is to have people meeting people as people. So if you know the songs, for heaven's sake, sing with us. Okay. When cockleshells turn to silver bells, then will my love return. A little while. Now, that's the first one. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This one is supposed to go back to the time of the Westward Movement in the late 40s or early 50s of the 19th century, about 100 years ago, 120 years ago. So let's try Laura, huh? Okay? Eyes like a morning star, cheeks like a rose. Laura was a pretty girl, God Almighty knows. Weep all ye little winds, wail wild winds, wail. Where's all of our people? They come. Are you our other people? Great.
I am.
Oh. Now, some of you know this one. This is an old Irisher from way back. And if you've got any Scotch, Irish, Welsh, Portuguese, French, Spanish, Iranian blood in you, you know
German.
This song. It hits them all. Are we ready, Miss Patricia?
We're ready.
Okay. This is Pat over here. Where are you? I can't even touch you. An old friend that of the family, and we have been singing together for many years. And there's her husband, ugly old Luther, sitting back there, who's the world's great gut bucket player. But we got Rob tonight. Okay. Well, let me go on. I'm not talking too much. I still haven't used up my time. Honest, I haven't. Okay. Let's hear that.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, 'twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. Wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Let's stop for a minute. That sounded so good with you people singing. Just to get you all in the mood, Ernie composed a special song. Are you ready, Cousin Ernie? And let this one flow through you, and then we'll come back to Molly Malone.
Oh.
How would that be, huh? Great. Okay, Cousin Ernie, let's hear it.
I'm supposed to have some folks out here with
me. Hey, folks that are supposed to be out here with him. Get out here, get out here.
There's your cue, Bill.
There they go. Here we come, Bill. This, yonder comes Bill and little Jim. And I guess you can probably figure out which is which, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes when we, when Bill and Jim and I sit at home in Lutz, we play stuff that we never can play in front of people because it's too quiet and nobody ever listens. And so we sit at home by ourselves in our lonely room and play such things. And the name of this song is The Garlic Suite. And that's the name of the song. And I wrote the song, and nobody hardly has ever heard the song, but when we were playing in Ed's room last night, everything was really quiet. And so I did this song for him, and he said that I could do it today. And you folks are quiet, and you're really beautiful for listening. And I don't know of any place else that I've ever been where I could play music and anybody would listen. So that's really nice. Thank you. Thanks to Bill Strickland, Jim Dudley for playing that with me.
Molly Malone.
You see, this is why we feel that folk music has made us so lucky. Because we have learned to know wonderful friends like Bill and Jim and Rob and Ernie. And it brings us all together in a commonality of experience. And this little number that was just done was Ernie's. And he wrote it. And it just gives us kind of a feeling of fulfillment to be able to share all these things with these people. And now we would like to have you share with us, particularly coming in strong in the chorus, which is going to be in a B-flat, I think, isn't it? Everything we did tonight was in a B-flat. Okay. Well, let's start. Are you ready, Patricia? You ready, Shelley?
Ready.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, 'twas there that I first met sweet Molly Malone, who wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Now she was a fishmonger, and sure it's no wonder, because so were her father and mother before. And they wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Now she died of a fever from which none could retrieve her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Her ghost wheels the barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive. Thank you.
Well, that was just beautiful, and it was a beautiful way to start the Sunday evening program. Now let's welcome back the George Heaps Nelson family from Swainsboro, Georgia. They really belong in Florida. Jimmy told me that he's a Floridian because he's born in Gainesville. And he also told us that he's the smartest boy in his class in school. And I can well believe it.
Say, Jimmy, get one by your voice there so you can tell a joke with me. Yeah, put one there so we can. Hey, Jimmy, Do you shoot a horse with a broken leg around here?
No, you use a gun.
See, we've got him started off right. We're going to play a little bit of Shortening Bread for you. And this is old Tom here. He's decided he's going to come with us and help us out. Maybe he'll play a little washboard for us. And James is over there on his new half-size fiddle. And I'm going to play some harmonica. And Mama's got her banjo here. So, here, Mama, you want to move that stool just forward a little bit so you can get up close? There we go. We'll give you a little bit of Shortening Bread here. Called Angeline the Baker. The county fair. Her old man chased me halfway home, told me to stay there. Angeline the baker, Angeline the baker, Angeline baker mine, Angeline the baker. Angeline sing one for you here. I always like to do cowboy songs. Jimmy, I think you're supposed to go with your mama now, all right? This is a fine old piece about a cowboy and his first experience with a bicycle. He thought he could ride almost anything. And this is called The Goldern Wheel. I can ride the wildest bronco in the wild and woolly west. I can make him, I can break him, let him do his devil best. I can handle any cattle, ever wore a coat of hair, and I've had a lively tussle with a tarnal grizzly bear. I can rope and tie a longhorn of the wildest Texas brand. At engine disagreements, I can take a leading hand. But I finally met my master, it really made me squeal when the boys got me a straddle of the Goldern Wheel. Twas a tenderfoot that brought it when he was on his way from this big old land of freedom out to San Francisco Bay. He tied it at the ranch house to get inside a wheel, never dreaming that us cowboys would monkey with his wheel. There was old Arizona and there was Jack McGill. They said I'd been a bragging way too much about my skill. They said I'd find myself against a different kind of deal if I ever clumb a straddle of the Goldern Wheel. Such a slam against my talents made me madder than a mink, and I swore that I would ride it for amusement or for chink. That it was just a plaything for kids and such about, and they'd have their IDs shattered if they'd leave the critter out. Well, they held it while I mounted, and I give the word to go. The shove they gave to start me weren't uncommonly slow. But I never spilled a cuss word, I never give a squeal. I was building reputation on the Goldern Wheel. Now the grade was mighty sloping from the ranch down to the creek, and we went a galley flutin' like a crazy lightning streak. Twistin' and a-turnin', first this way and then that, the darn contrivance wobblin' like the flyin' of a bat. I pulled up on the handles, but I couldn't check it up. I whooped and yelled and hollered, but the darn thing wouldn't stop. And then a sort of meeching in my brain began to steal that the devil had a mortgage on the Goldern Wheel. I've a sort of dim and hazy recollection of the stop with the world spinning round and the stars all tangled up. Then there come an intermission which lasted till I found I was lying at the bunkhouse with the boys all gathered round. And a doctor, he was sewing on the skin where it was ripped. Old Arizona whispered, well, old hoss, I guess you're whipped. I said, I'm feeling busted from sombrero down to heel. He just grinned and said, you ought to see that Goldern Wheel.
He's the real thing. And I want to tell you that we were so sorry that our shoeshine man, who is always here, and George always accompanies him on the harmonica. You know, he can beat out a tune with his rag, and he's one of the last of his kind. But Thursday he had a heart attack, and he's in intensive care in the hospital in Lake City. And I hope all of you will pray for healing for Frank Mitchell. He's not here. Now, let's welcome a group that haven't been on the program all weekend until now. Cubby is a long-time performer at the Florida Folk Festival, I think from almost the beginning. Cubby, Gene, Suzanne, Randy, Hyla, Dick, Brandon Berg, Jerry, Raz, and goodness knows who else. Let's welcome them in Inter-Barabian Dances.
It's become very special for us to be part of the Florida Folk Festival. Tonight, our international dances are from four countries. The first one will be done by our daughter, the Scottish Highland Fling, Randy Whitehead.
The next two dances come from the German-speaking countries. The first, the Sauerlander Quadrille from North Germany, where the dancers will look like dolls that are turned on and off. The second, the Zillertaler Ländler, comes from Austria. And you may notice some of the figures where the man is climbing through a stile and up peeking through a small window, finally stealing a kiss through the big window.